and you go ahead and you make your mattress. Right. But then they started where you could get it from the gin. Mm-hmm. The gin would de-seed it, and it would fluff it up, you know, much better. And you could go ahead and make your mattress, your pillows. Now for quilts, well, you would buy cotton, go to the store and buy this roll of cotton, and she'd take all kinds of little scrap pieces and sew them together. Like during the winter, we didn't have nothing to do. Me and my grandma and my mama would get together and we'd sew all them little pieces together. One side you'd have all different colors on your quilt, and the other side was solid. And we'd sew all them little different pieces together and get one side solid. And when I got married, my grandmother gave you a quilt, you and Sarah, I believe.
She gave me a little quilt.
Yeah, so every time they had one of the kids was born, they would make them a quilt.
That's an art, it really is. You ought to appreciate that, because your grandmother, she can do that. She's quite a good sewer.
And I used to love to do a sew like that. We're doing fancy work. I'd come out first place at school.
Yeah.
When I was in school, and then I just quit. And I was supposed to show the kids how to do it, but I just doing so many other things, I forgot. And I tried to get back to it. I never could do it. Yeah.
There's a football player that was from down around where I'm from. Big guy, he played for the Rams. His name was Roosevelt Greer.
Yeah.
He does crochet.
Yeah, I seen him do that on a commercial on TV.
Yeah, he's good. And he plays football. Big fella. Big tough guy. A room up under the top of the house. Do you have, you know, you have one in this house?
We just got, what do you call that? Yeah.
It's up there with the insulation.
Yeah. We got one, but it's
got
insulation all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, a room maybe off of the kitchen where you kept your, where they would keep dishes or extra food or...
Well, you would call that a storeroom. You had a little storeroom where you could... Because what you... Most of the houses had them. They had their little storeroom. That's what you... I eat a little outdoor house. They had it off. Because when you make your bacon and stuff, you have to have a house to put it in. All your canned goods, your blackberries and your... whatever you would can, your peas and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little house outside, but yeah, they had your good lock on it. But people weren't bad as they is today, you know, for taking stuff like that. Every now and then, what was really bad then time,
mischief.
It was people who had watermelons and corn.
Yeah.
You'd have people.
Did y'all raise them here?
What?
Watermelons.
Oh, yeah.
What kind did you raise?
We had these striped ones. One year we planted some of them yellow bellies, and we really
the kind they're yelling.
Yeah,
are they good? I've never seen them. They're sweet, aren't they?
Yeah, they're sweet. And we plant squash and one can on that eggplants.
Do you ever let squash dry? You ever let squash dry? You have a name for it?
Yeah. It been so long ago. I remember we used to have planting couscous and all that stuff.
Semlin? Yeah. Okay.
If you want to save the seeds, you would let them dry. Bless my, mom made a phone call.